Today's Amud for Chazara is Yivam Samachtes Amin Aleph. We're holding on Samachtes Amin Beis, 9 lines from the bottom, Ve'im Manivlo L'Apostle L'Chai V'Krisis. So ask the Gemara, you just said that the Makar, that a woman who's together with Apostle becomes Psula L'Kuna, she becomes Apostle from Truma, is from Ubas Koin Kisiyah L'Ishzar. So maybe it's only talking about Chai V'Krisis. How do you know it's talking about any Psulim? Says the Gemara, because Kisiyah Amarachmana Hanach De'isbu Havaya. Chai V'Krisis Lav B'ni Havaya. Because the Pasuk says Kisiyah, it's mashmas talking about people that have Tfisas Kedushin, as opposed to Chai V'Krisis that don't have Tfisas Kedushin. We'll ask the Gemara, if the Pasuk is only talking about people that have Tfisas Kedushin, so Bihachi Ayvikachamim V'Evan Loi Lifsalu. So then the halacha should be that she taka doesn't become possible. If she's together with someone that does not have Tfisas Kedushin, like an Eved or a guy, Chai V'Krisis, so then she should not become possible. What's the makar that she's possible? Says the Gemara, Hanach P'sidim Mid Rabbi Yishmael. There we have a different drasha, Rabbi Yishmael's drasha, which teaches us that by people without Tfisas Kedushin, she also becomes possible. Dam Rabbi Yechna Mishim Rabbi Yishmael, Minayim Lo Evi Kachavim V'Eved, Shabbat Bas Yisrael, Valkayhenes, Vilavia, Shepaslua. How do we know if the Eved or a guy is together with any sort of Jewish woman that she becomes apostle? Shenemers, the Pasuk says, Ubas Kain Kisiya Alman Vegrusha. It says if a Bas Kain is married to a Zar and she doesn't have any children, so then she goes back to her father's house and she eats Truma. If she becomes an Almano or a Grusha. So says the Gemara, Mishiesha Amanus Vegarishin Ba, Yatu Evikacham Veved, Shainly Amanus Vegarishin. The Pasuk is Mashmat talking only about a woman who's together with a man that has Tfisas Kedushin. That's shaykh by them, amonis v'gerishin. But if she's together with a guy or an avet, so then even if she doesn't have any children, she's not allowed to eat truma. She becomes pasul. Well, says the Gemara, the pasuk over there is talking about a bas kayin kisiyah l'ishar. So ashkechon kayhenes, levia v'israelis minalan. How do we know that this halacha is true even about a levia and israelis? Kedama rav abba, amar rav, bas ubas, hachanami bas ubas. And the extra vav of ubas. Says the Gemara, come on, Rabbi Akiva, the darsh vave. You're going like Rabbi Akiva who darshins vavs? Says the Gemara, no, afilu teimur rabbanon, kulu ubas kriyaseiru. Over here, we're not just darshing the extra vav. The whole word ubas is extra, which was what gives us license to then darshin the extra vav to be marbek a levia of israelis. Says the Gemara, "Ve'im mishiyesh le'amanis ve'gerishin ba ki les le'zera ka'achla ki is le'zera le'achla." Maybe make the drasha l'chum l'kula and say that when it comes to bas kain is together with a man who has tfisas kedushin, so then if she has children with him, she's not allowed to eat truma ever again. But mishiyesh le'amanis ve'gerishin ba. But as if she's with a man that does not have Tfisas Kedushin, so then it's like a Maisa Behema Baalma, and therefore Afu Gav Deisla Zera Nami Teichel. Even if she had children with him, she's allowed to eat Shuma. Maybe you're supposed to go to Kula. Says the Gemara, in Kain, Riboy Levi of Yisrael is Amali. If the Pasuk was telling us a Kula, so why would they need to be Marber that this Kula also applies to Levi and Yisraelis? Of course, if it applies to a Bas Kayin, and it's a Kula, so then for sure it applies to Levi and Yisraelis as well. It must be it's a Chumra, and that's why I need a Riboy to say that the Chumra is also true about a Levi and Yisraelis. Says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that Kedushin is not Taifis with all these different Psulim, and accordingly, Rabbi Akiva Al-Karchuch is going to have to tell you that when the Pasuk says, that if she's together with the Apostle, that she becomes Apostle, it doesn't mean Kedushin, it means Bia. If so, then it's coming to be Marba also an Eved and a Guy. So why do I need the Pasuk of Amana Vigrusha to be Marba an Eved and a Guy? I can learn it out from the original Pasuk. So what is Rabbi Akiva Darshan from Amana Vigrusha? Says the Gemara, Amana Lahachmer Leha, Ugrusha Lahakal Leha. Amana is coming to teach us a Chumra, and Grusha is coming to teach us a Kula. Utsrichan, you need both. The Gemara will explain. Diash, meaning Amana, if the Torah would have just said that if you have a Bas Kaye, who's married to Yisrael, and she becomes an Amana without any children, so then she goes back and she eats Truma, I would have said, Amana hu dechilas lazera achla. Stafka ban Amana, Mishun dechazi lakuna, because the Maisa, she's still Mutta lakuna. And therefore, if she didn't have any children, she could go back and eat truma. Of a grusha to lechazi lekuhuna, but a grusha who's asr lekuhuna now, seima afagav to les lazera, layachla, maybe she can't eat truma. Kamashman grusha, lekula, they know she could. Viashmin and grusha, if the Torah would have just said grusha, I would say grusha would decree is lazera layachla. It's dafka by grusha, now when she has children, she becomes possible from eating truma. Mishum delay chazi lakuna, because she's anyways not fit lakuna, so she's like far removed from it. Ava almana de chazi lakuna, ima afagav de isla zera nami techo, but I would have said in an almana, even if she had children from the Yisrael, she's allowed to continue eating truma, and that's why it's richa, that's why I need almana to teach me a chumra, that no, the almana becomes pasul once she had children from the Yisrael. Says the Gemara, that the aim of nivla lepasala af machzer gushasai. If the whole drasha is from ubas kain kisiel dijzar, that once she's with someone who's pasal, she becomes pasal. So then maybe that's even by machzer gushasai. That even the psul of machzer gushasai should create a psul truma. And earlier on memdalim beis we learned that no machzer gushasai remains kasher le truma. Says the gemara because the ish zar am rachmana misha zar etzla meikara lafuki ha. Hi, the way zar etzlame ikarahu. Because the Torah, when it says someone who's, if she's with someone who's pasul, she becomes pasul, it says a belasha in kisiya l'ish zar. So we dash her from there only if she's with someone who's strange to her. But if she's with someone who's not strange, like an old ex-husband, so then she, that's not who the pasuk is talking about, she does not become asul l'truma. We'll ask the Gemara, Yafi, still, if so, that the pasuk is, we're dashing the pasuk to say that if a woman's with someone who's pasul to her, so then she becomes psua, Yahi, so if she's together with a chalo, she's allowed to marry a chalo. Even a kahanis is allowed to marry a chalo. She should not become pasul. Why is it that if a woman marries a chalo, that she becomes asul l'truma? Says the Gemara, it's from a different drasha. Because I'm Makrav, le'ichalo zari ba'amav. It says that the kohen gadol is not allowed to marry an amana, a grusha, all the different ladies he can't marry. And then it says, le'ichalo zari ba'amav, because if he does, his child's going to be a chalo. So makish zari lo'i. We compare his zara to him. Mahu paiso, just like when he's together with the amana, he passes her. Avzari, nami paiso. So to his child, the chalo, when the chalo is together with a woman, he passes her, even though they're mutter to each other, lemaisa, he passes her from ever being able to eat truma again. Says the Gemara, if the whole makar for this whole idea is from Ubas Kain Kisiya Lizar, Ve'ima Mishas Havaya, maybe it's not Tali and Bia, maybe it's only if she marries the man, that's when she becomes Pasal of Truma. Says the Gemara, Dumi the Kain Gadol Ba'amana. Now we compare it to Kain Gadol Ba'amana. Ma Kain Gadol Ba'amana Be'bia, Afhainami Be'bia. By Kain Gadol Ba'amana, it says Lashon of Zera, it says Lashon of Bia. So the B'dashin from there, then no, it's the Bia that answers. Ve'ima Ad Ika Havaya Ubia, maybe you need both? No, says the Gemara, because Dumi the Kain Gadol Ba'amana. It has to be exactly like Kain Gadol Ba'amana. Just like over there, there's no mentioning at all of Kedushin. It only mentions Bia. So we have the right to learn from there that always the pasul who passels with the Bia even without Kedushin. This was all the sheet of the Tanakama, that any time a woman is together with someone who's pasul to her, she becomes pasul l'kuhuna. Rabbi Yossi aymer, kol shezari pasul paisel, kol shein zari pasul, eino paisel. Rabbi Yossi said that no, only if the children will be pasul, so then she becomes pasul. But if the children will not become pasul, so then she also does not become pasul. Ask the Gemara, ma'ika ben Tanakama, Rabbi Yossi, what's nafkamina? Am Rabbi Yochanan mitzvi sheni v'adoim isheni ike benayo. The nafkamina will be, my mitzvi sheni v'adoim isheni, because the children will be kasher. The children will be mitzri shlishim and adayim yishlishis. And they're mutter lavoy l'kal. They're allowed to marry into the cow. And therefore, the Tanakhama will tell you, afapikain, the woman becomes pasul, because lamaisa, she did a bia sura. And Rabbi Yaisi will tell you that no, that she's kasher, because the children are kasher. Ushneim l'olam dua, elam mikayin gadol ba'amana. Everyone learns it now from kayin gadol ba'amana. Tanakhama savar ma kayin gadol ba'amana should be asli ba'aveiro u'paisel, af hainami paisel. Rabbi Tanakhama says, kayin gadol passes an almana, because it's a bi'apsula, it's a bi'asura. Here too also, any sort of bi'asura is going to passel. Rabbi Yaisi savar that no, you have to get more specific. A kayin gadol, that kayin gadol, you have to compare it mamish to kayin gadol. Ma kayin gadol says, Zari pasul upaisel, a kain gadol, the children are pasul, and that's why he passes the amana. Afkosha zaru pasul paisel, afuke mitzusheni, the ain zaru pasul. But the mitzusheni, where the children are not pasul, doesn't pasul the woman. And how do we know the children are not pasul? Because the pasuk says, banu mesha yavaldu lam dar shlishi yavilim bekalashem. The third generation are allowed to marry into the kalashem, so that's why it doesn't pasul. Now, Rashi ben Gamliel laimer, he was a third shita, that kosha atanaisi bita atanaisi amunasa. Even if the sons will be pasul, but if the daughters will not become pasul, so then the woman also does not become pasul. Ma'ika ben Rabbi Yisrael Rav Shimon Gamliel. What would be the nafkamina? Amar ula ger amayni me'avi kibenayu. A ger amayni me'avi is also lava bekal Hashem, but a me'avis and an amaynis is mutter. So if a woman is together with a ger amayni me'avi, according to Rabbi Yaisi, the woman will become pasul because the children, the boys at least, are pasul. Whereas according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, l'maisa, since the daughters are kasher, so she also remains kasher. Rishneim olam dua elmi kain gadol ba'amana. Rabbi Yaisi savar ma kain gadol ba'amana shezaru pasul upaisel afkol shezaru pasul upaisel. Just like a kain gadol ba'amana, the children are pasul and he pasul. So too over here, since they will have children that will be pasul if they have a boy, so too the Amayni Umayavi are going to pass to the woman. Whereas Rav Shimon Gamliel Savar, Ma Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, She Kol Zarei Pasul Upaisa. A Kohen Gadol Ba'almana, all of his children are pasul, boy or girl. Af She Kol Zarei Pasul Upaisa, Lafuki Amayni Umayavi, coming to exclude Amayni Umayavi, they ain't Kol Zarei Pasul, not all the children are pasul, only the boys, the girls are kosher. The Amar Mar, Amayni Va'amaynis, Mayavi La'amayavis, and therefore the woman in such a case, when she's together with an Amayni Umayavi, she will not become pasul L'truma.